Okay. When we last left our heroes, we were on Doc Mem Alpha Base discussing the fascinating case of a fellow who says, I bought it from someone who bought it from you, and the basic psak of Rav Chiya, that if he can produce Edim, that the middleman lived there for a day, he wins, and if not, he loses. And the big machlokes among the Rishonim is why it's necessary to have edus that the guy was there for a day. L'chora, we have a rule of tanina l'lokeach, tonim. So enochlam, he has a chavak without a taina. He's been there 3 years. He says, I think, I know I bought it from someone. I think I bought it from someone who bought it from you, but I'm not sure. But tonim l'lokeach, which is taina, that the middle guy bought it from the marakama. But somehow you need this Eidos of Yom Echad. Why do you need this Eidos of Yom Echad? So this is famous. That's a machlok. Ksos deals with it. They argue how to interpret the Rashbam here. The Rashbam says something, not 100% explicitly detail. In explicit detail, he says, "Kedela ames devarecha." In order to, add truth, in order to verify, that's the word, to verify your words, but we're not sure exactly what it means to verify your words. So the Ktzos quotes from the Maharit, who says that, ta'anim l'lokeach. But how do we know he's a lokeach? After all, perhaps he never bought it from this middleman. Perhaps this middleman never existed or, never sold it to him. Who said there was a middleman? So we don't know, unlike a Yoresh, we know that you Yarshin, et cetera. Okay, maybe we'll have to come back to that. That I have to at the end of the Gemara. But the how do we know you're a Lokeach? So says the Maharit, the way we know you're a Lokeach is that if there were Edim who saw the middleman, let's call the Marakama Ruvain. Let's all try to be on the same page. The Marakama is Ruvain, the middleman is Shimon, and the Machzik is Levi. If there are Edim who saw Shimon there for one day, and now Levi's been there for 3 years, then obviously Levi bought it from Shimon, because Shimon used to be there and Levi's there now. So obviously Levi is a Lokeach from Shimon. Once we know he's a Lokeach, we are Tonem Le Lokeach. So the Maharit said it's in order to give him the status of a Lokeach. And therefore the Maharit comes up with a tremendous chiddush nafkamina, which again is really Tosfos Rit, Achronim didn't have access to all the Rishonim that we do. And he said, what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what if there are no Edim that Shiva lived there for one day? But Levi has a Edim, perhaps signed in the shtar, perhaps bal peh. Levi has Eidos that Shimon sold it to him. Well, that's also good enough to make a lokeach. Matter of fact, that's even more direct. If Shimon was there for one day, then we assume Levi's a lokeach from Shimon. If we actually have Edom that Levi bought it from Shimon, that's even better. Then clearly Levi's a lokeach from Shimon. So it proves that Levi's a lokeach. Once Levi's a lokeach, we have a rule of Ta'anim le'lokeach. And the Maharit says this as a chiddush, but it's really not the chiddush of the Maharit. And the Ktzos get very upset, but it's not the chiddush of the Maharit at all. It is really the Tosfos Rit in the end of the paragraph of Tosfos Rid. Here are the Tosfos Rids in this Kovetz, right? Here we are. In the end of the paragraph of the Tosfos Rid, he says, if he has a shtar that he bought it from Ploni, ain't on a tree chen le'edim darbi chayom, you don't need this edos that Shimon lived there one day. She came and she broom, she lachem, he told Ploni, because once we prove he bought it from Shimon, we do tanina for him because he is now a lokeach. So why do you need eidos didarbe ihu, meaning Shimon in our scheme? At least one day, maybe more than one day. So one shot is the Tosfos Rid doesn't say why you need Edus that he was there for one day. That part he does not. That part he does not fill in. He just fills in this nafkamina at the end. But from this nafkamina at the end, it's pretty obvious, to me at least, it's pretty obvious that he agrees with the Maharit, and he's the Rishon who's behind the Maharit. So one derech is the Maharit and the Chora. The Tosfos Rid says to prove that Levi is a lokeach, because we only return him to a lokeach and not to a self-professed alleged lokeach. To prove Levi is lokeach, so we can do Tanina, right? Tanina, we are towing for a lokeach. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina of that is that if you have a shtar or other proof, right? What's the nafkamina? Second, here we go. What if there is no edus diras yom echad, but there is proof that Shimon sold it to Levi? Says the Marit and the Tosos Rid, then Levi wins. The Tosos gets very upset about this. And the Ketos points out that he doesn't like his nafkamina because the Maharit based himself on the language of Rashbam. When the Maharit said to Rashbam, well, ames tibarecha, what does it mean, ames tibarecha? To verify your words that you're a lokeach. Meaning, ames tibarecha, to verify the words you said. Not the things you weren't sure about. To verify what you claimed you absolutely knew, that you bought it from Shimon. How do we prove you bought it from Shimon? Either Shimon was there for one day, you must have bought it from him, because why would he have left? Or, even better, if you're direct proof, you bought it from Shimon. So this is one perish in the Rashbam, la'ames divarecha. The Ketzot points out that it just seems to be flat out not true with das harashbam. Could be a good shot. I mean, the Tosfos Rid doesn't care if it's shot in the Rashbam. But he points out it's not shot in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam and Arsu, in Daf Lamed, says, Shtar Mechira Shelo Adayin Biyado, says the case in Daf Lamed is where Levi has a Shtar Mechira from Shimon. Umaskana Demilsa is that Levi loses. Why? Because, Gam ein lo edim shechz ba mocher yom echad. Basically, here it's exactly this. Not being a Levi is a star who bought it from Shimon, but there's no edim that Shimon lived there for one day, and Levi loses. So clearly, he says the Rashbam is not that way. So what does the Rashbam mean la ames to arecha? Instead, says the Tzos, and this is his pshat Rashbam la ames. Divarecha. Instead, says the Ktos. Ikra de Milsa. The Avgav Yadim Shalak Chomei Amochim Kavakim Chazak Shein Ratayim Alav Klum Both Anim Lokeach and Daisy Raya Shadar Vamochim Echa Dazav Yom Nektas Shalak Hamochim. I mean, it's a different Lamis Divarecha for the Maharit and the Rid. Again, the Maharit, they weren't trying to Rashbam because they so said the Rashbam and Daflam. Okay, but just theoretically, it means la'ames what you say that you bought it from Shimon. For the Ketzos, it's not la'ames what you say you directly know. It's la'ames, the varecha, that you surmise. What do you surmise? I bought it from Shimon, zavna miploni, zavna minach, right? I bought it, miplani zavinta, zavna minach, not la'ames miplani zavinta. I surmise, I have secondhand testimony, I theorize that Shimon bought it from Ruben, from the Marakama. La'ames, that Shimon bought it from the Marakama. How do we la'ames? If Shimon lived there at least one day, of course, to prove Shimon bought it from Ruben, we need Shimon lived there 3 days. But to have evidence, to have partial evidence, then a 1 day is good enough. And that's what the so says, meaning la'ames tvarecha equals dizavinta miploni. But here he says, no, Dizavna Minach. That's what Amis Tavarach. Amis, the thing that I surmise, not the thing that I claim firsthand. And again, he seems to be correct in the Rashbam, and therefore the Naftamina is no. Even if Levi can prove he brought it from Shimon, sorry, that's right. If you can't have evidence that Shimon bought it from Reuven, that is no good. And this really comes up in the beginning of the language of the Ramban. Says the Ramban here, even though then the Ramban switches his tune just a bit, but says the Ramban here, give me a second, he says, Taima de Milsa. What's the Taima de Milsa? For this, the Lotanil Le'anan Lacha Mocher Min Arishon, El In Cain, Yesh Edim. We don't do Taninan unless there are Edim that Shimon lived there for one day. Why? Sharaglain Ladar Shalakha came into Darba. You need Raglain Ladar, not a proof. Someone living there for one day is not an absolute proof, but it's Raglain Ladar. It is partial evidence, right? This seems to be the same as the Ktos. The Ktos and the Marit are arguing just based on Shad and Rashbam that he did not have access to all the texts of all the Rishonim, but the Ktos seems to be the Rabban, and the Marit seems to be the Tosos Rit. So the Ktos, and definitely said the Ramban, at least the Tchilas Devarav. I don't think this is false in the Ramban. I just think maybe he adds something else. He says, you need Reglayim Ledavar Sheshimon Kana. Maybe Reuven. Why? Because here you have a chiddush in Tanina. According to the Tosfos Brit Ma'ariv, not such a chiddush in Tanina. We're towing the lokeach, but you need to prove you're a lokeach. You're not going to get towing for someone who's, we don't even know if you're a lokeach. You say you're a lokeach, we're not going to towing for you. You have to prove you're a lokeach. Over here, no. Even if you're a lokeach, that's not enough. We only do Tanina, we only towing something that there's partial evidence for. This is the big chiddush. We don't towing everything possible in the entire world. We only towing the lokeach, something there's some evidence for. Yes.
What was the deal that we had in what was the facilitated explicitly the Rashbam and that moment?
Ah, one second. Is, let's say, supported. We don't do Taniyan for every wild claim. We only do Taniyan for claim that's supported. What? They get her supported. Okay, we'll have to, and this does seem to be a big chiddush, because how about in the rest of Kol Tarkula, in every case in Shas, we will care that Yorish is the standards you got to say. Well, okay, we'll have to come back to that. But that's clearly what the Ktos is saying, and that's what the Ramban seems to be saying as well. Yoni asks, what's the deal from the Rashbam? The deal from the Rashbam, and it's a long Rashbam, the Flamer base. He says, it's a case where Levi is a star from Shimon, right? It's not my deal, it's the Ktos' deal, right? In the third line, second to third line, he says, Levi is a star from Shimon. And all the way down in the fourth to last skinny line, he says he loses because he doesn't have Edus, but Shimon lived there one day. This proves that even if you have Shtar, you would lay water from Shimon. If he doesn't have Edus, Shimon lived there one day, he loses. Exactly against the Ma'arit. And since the Ma'arit was based on the Rashbam, this makes the Ma'arit's idea still valid. It's a rid. But it makes the Ma'arit's Perish and Rashbam disprove it. Sorry to say. Okay, there are some other pshatim in the Rishonim as well. If the Ramban continues and adds something, and what does he continue and add? He says, before you throw my continuing and adding, let's look for a moment at the Rashba here in Dafla. Again, everyone in Dafla Melchon Beis says the Rashba in Melchon Beis. He says a slightly different version than the Ramban, because this Ramban seems to be a big chiddush. Again, this Ktos is a big chiddush, the Ramban is a big chiddush. We will come back to why do I keep saying it's a big chiddush, because there's many places in Shas where some of the Yoresh or Lokeach, and we make a tain on his behalf, and we don't seem to always require some outside corroboration. The Rashba makes it a lot easier to understand. The Rashba right here says, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, says, why? The time of the Milsa, Mishum, The kasava Rav Chiya dem Isad Zavna stama dem Elsa Mechso of a chazal imchid de darba o de achal echad yom amiha. Chod lo maisi rai chazakad lo zvina lei. Hilkach ki amar hai ka, okay. Again, he's saying in a slightly different context. But what does he say? He says, you know what? If someone really bought a property, someone would have seen him for at least one day. Oh, it's interesting. Doesn't Rav, I think it was, say to Rav Chiya, don't people sometimes flip property overnight? And yes, they sometimes flip property overnight. I'm an ansad. You can't say it's impossible that he wasn't there for one day if he bought it, but it's still unlikely, right? It's not impossible. Once in 1,000 cases, a guy buys the property and flips it overnight. But that's pretty rare. The other 999 in 1,000 cases, the guy's there. And if 999 in 1,000 cases, the guy's there for at least a day when he buys a property. Okay, sometimes he's no one notices him. Sometimes all the people are distracted. Sometimes he has too much privacy. Fine. So 990 out of 1,000 cases, someone will notice him. So again, that's a big reyasa. If you can't find proof you were there for at least one day, that's exactly what the Ritva says. Says the Ritva here, that's what the Raspa says. Again, the Raspa is saying it to answer the question of Migo, not directly to Rafia, but the Ritva says directly. What? For Rafia's whole law in the first place? It looks like checker. You know what? To say that Shimon bought it, but he was never actually there and no one noticed him there, it seems like checker. It's a suspicious taina. I would call it a reisa. Zidamugi Yosef says a similar thing. What does he say? Because it's mechzi kashikra. It just looks suspicious. It's not a disproof. Again, Rav is right. You can't beat someone at Bethlehem purely because they say something that's a little unlikely. Sometimes unlikely things happen, but it is mechzi kashikra. And therefore, we don't do taninan. That's basically what the Rashba says as well. And the Ramban even adds that at the end. Why does the Ramban add that? I think also to explain why amigu doesn't work. But the Ramban goes on and says, not only do you not have corroboration if he wasn't seen there for one day, but he says, give me a second. Where am I? The ilotan lotanin leim shum de mechzilan kashikra ho of lo darba. We're not just talking about mechze kashikra. So there's this idea of mechze kashikra of a reyasa. This is taking this a little further, says the Ritva, and then Muke Yosef, and the Rashba, and the Ramban. Bisof Tavarav adds on. It's not a steer, it's not a totally different approach. It's just saying, if you have A, you have corroboration, and if not, you have anti-corroboration. He doesn't believe there's any neutral ground here. He says, because it's a metze kishikra, or you can call it a reyasa, in ein lo eidos al fachos yom echad, it's not a disproof. If he tainas, it works. Remember the end of the Gemara. If he tainas, I saw Shimon buy from Reuven, then even if we have no edus of Shimon was ever there, it works. If he has a valid chazaka and a valid taina and all the ingredients in place, we say sometimes you'll flip it at night, right? Rav is right. It's not a disproof. But it's a weakness. It's a mechzik hashikra. And you know what? When you have your chazak in your taina, we don't have a disproof. You claim that the guy bought it and sold it to you overnight. It could be. But when you want us to taina for you, you have a chazak in your taina. We have to do taninan. There's a limit to taninan. We're not going to do taninan of something that stinks, that's unlikely, that's suspicious. After all, Bezin tries to help out, but there are limits. That's very reasonable.
What we say, the reisa for is for leave, meaning the reisa against leave.
It's a reisa against, but it's not a reisa that Levy's lying. It's a reisa that the claim that Levy wants us to make on his behalf is sheker.
Right.
And so why is it any different than number two?
The difference is perhaps quantitative somehow. If you want, I can call it 2.2, 2.1 or something. Here it's saying, like, you need positive carburation, Dutanina. Here it's at least, you need to not have negative suspicion, Dutanina. It's the same basic idea.
If you wish, right, we can do 2.1,
meaning you need evidence for whether Shimon bought it from Reuben. Just like, so it looks like you need positive evidence that Shimon bought it from Reuben, a little. And the other, let me show me, look, you at least need no partial negative evidence that Shimon bought it from Reuven.
Going forward, because so asked the kasha on someone's Rashba between Mem Aleph and Lamed, there are differences in the case, for example, whether they have special shunning is explicit in one and not explicit in the other. Maybe the Rashba makes the hint that the star in that Lamed, but wouldn't do so in that Mem Aleph, and thus when he says that today le'amei tevarecha, meaning maybe the most likely thing he's trying to say is that we have to confirm in palmia zminta, not zavon enough, because we don't even have peska.
Yeah, but then Daffa gets nistar from the Rashbam and daf lamed, because in daf lamed the Rashbam says you still need darvi chadyoma. Why? As you said, to confirm in palmia zminta. But if he's a star that he bought that Miplani is into, why would he need it? You're right, it's a slightly different case, or a very different case, you call it. But in the aspect that the Ra'aritz pointing out in the Rashbam, there's no difference. Either way, you need a Tanina. And either way, to get a Tanina, you need Darbe Chadyoma, which the Ra'aritz is claiming is to prove, to corroborate Miplani is into. But in Daf Lamed, you have a star Miplani is into, signed by two Adim. Why do you need more corroboration than that? So I think it's still a good disproof, unless you have something very clever in mind, which you don't yet. Okay. I want to point out some of the Rishonim, before we get to the radically different formulations, have subtly different formulations. For example, the Meiri here says two things. The Meiri's second thing is very intuitive. He says, but Ode, why do you need the Eidim that Shimon lived there for one day? Shelo Pashak Shalach HaMinu Achashar Osha Darsham Shalom. It's not she had a buy from Shimon if you see him living there. What is the Miri saying? If Levi bought it from Shimon, I mean, think about this, right? A guy comes and sells me the Brooklyn Bridge, right? It's not just that, you know, I'm in a sort of a weak position, so how do I know he owned the Brooklyn Bridge? It's that I'm an idiot for buying the Brooklyn Bridge from him. It's Shia, negligence, not Shia in the modern day Hebrew sense. She in the Gemara sense, right? It is negligent of me. It's my fault for buying the Brooklyn Bridge from someone. Doesn't have to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, if my neighbors, I don't know, Schwartz's own a house, and, you know, Arya comes over to me and sells me the Schwartz's house, it's Pshia. It's my Pshia for buying the Schwartz's house from Arya, because what was I thinking? It's my own fault. Should we have Rachmanis on me? Okay, I mean, you know, Mitzad, Moser, Chasidus, etc. You know, if Moshe could be Moser, Nefesh, the Davin for the Jews after they worship idols at Har Sinai, we should have one of all Jews. But I mean, in a more Choshim Mishpatic sense. You know, Chasidus, we have one of everybody. But in a Choshim Mishpat sense, if I bought the Schwartz's house from Aryeh, then I'm an idiot. I'm a Moshe, you should have Rachmanis on me. But if Ari is living in the Schwartz house and I buy it from him, then already it seems legit to me. What the Meiri is saying is that it's my fault. I did something wrong by buying it if he wasn't there for one day. And if I did something wrong, not something morally wrong, but something stupid, then we're not going to try to fix up and be Tandinan for me. That seems to be the Meiri, and that seems to be somewhat similar to what the Adramas says. The Adramas starts here with a very long-winded formulation and says, why is it that we require Eidos of Chadyoma? So he says, in Hilkachi Isle Sadi Dorbe Hau, the Inkame Fil Chadyoma, the Ikalamay Mardilma Bahau Yoma Zavna, because maybe he really bought it. They Tanin Le, okay, we do Tanin. Why the Mucha Milsad, he suddenly needed to have a Kaib Yadim and discuss it suddenly. If we have an Eidim, the Shimon there one day, then Levi bought it from someone who was really here. Levi bought it from someone who seemed to be in charge. If not, we don't taina for Levi. Why? It's not like a real lokeach. But he doesn't in a marit sense. We don't think he bought it from Shimon. We know he bought it from Shimon. But he's not a real lokeach. It's just like he bought something from someone when he knew the guy didn't own it. We believe that. Not in marit. We believe he bought it from Shimon. But it's like he purposely bought something knowing that it was not legitimate. I think that's similar to the Iri, right? He's not a real lokeach that Chazal talked about if he bought something that didn't even seem legit. Right? If Iri is in the house one day, it seems legit. If someone walks up to me in the street and sells me someone else's house, then Takai was lokeach. But that's not that real kind of lokeach. That's not the kind of lokeach we care about. That's the person who purposely bought something, knowingly bought something that was not legit. So I think the Meiri, this is the second shot, the first shot, much more challenging. And the Ramah are similar in that they're saying something. Again, if you want to take the Meiri and the Yad Ramah making the same of the Ritva, you can. To me, I think they're saying something slightly different. That it's not that we don't say Tanina because we don't want to say bad, unlikely, suspicious kindness as Tanina. It's that we don't say Tanina because you're not worthy of our mercy. You don't deserve our help. What does Tanina mean? The Gemara affiliates Tanina, and certainly in the Havamina on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph with the pasuk of Psach Picha Le'ilim. Open up your mouth on behalf of the mute. Meaning, someone who is disadvantaged, like a lokeach in Yoresh, who doesn't know the whole story, Bezdin should open their mouth instead of him. Bezdin should speak on his behalf. We only speak on someone's behalf if they are legitimately disadvantaged through no fault of their own. Like every lokeach and Yoresh, who, you know, was just being a normal person, all of a sudden got stuck. But someone who purposely, negligently got into a situation which they should never have gotten into, that's not psach picha le'iling. That is, Bezdin helps those who help themselves. We don't save people who dug themselves a pit and jumped in. So I think this is more of a twist off the Maharit, not like the Maharit, but maybe, you know, even a third shot. Says the Meiri in his second explanation. And the Yad Ramah, they basically say there's no Taninan because it's his fault for buying something irresponsibly.
Does that sort of undermine the premise of the question on Mem Aleph of the Bees?
You have to say the Havmina. I think everyone's going to say the Havmina is like the Shikun Ubetzes in the name of the Rabbi Yom and the Tosas Rosh that we said last time. The Havmina is that if he wasn't there for. Basically, the Havmina is a beefed up Ritva. That if he wasn't there for one day, it's Anan Sad that he wasn't the owner. And therefore, you're disproven. Then Rosh is back. It's not Anan Sad that he's disproven. It could be. So you're right, it's not Anasadi. So what is it? So it's not Anasadi, it's a rate, it's an absolute sugar. Maybe you're right, it's not Anasadi at all, it's something different. It's that we thought of a disproof that Shimon bought it. No, it's not a disproof at all that Shimon bought it. It's just a lack of concern for you because you dug your own pit. But you're right, we reject basically like the Ritva, we accept the Havmina, just water it down a little. According to the others, we reject the Havmina. Okay, these are some of the more common pshatim. What all of these pshatim have in common, I believe, is that it's all this now thing is basically everyone not written is going to be the same thing. Clearly, Levi is going to lose for this shot because we have no Tanina, no Rechlonis for him if he irresponsibly b'mekre hatov and, you know, unethically b'mekre agarua got himself into this situation. What all these shotim have in common is that it's a lack of Tanina.
I'm not sure that the Meiri, I'm not sure that the Meiri is saying this is a different shot this first one.
I don't necessarily need a different shot. I think
the first one.
I'm reading Meiri two things, each of which could have been true alone, and he throws them both in, which makes them different shot them. You want to read the Meiri as one joint shot.
And without the first shot, I don't think we would say the same thing. That's his whole point Meir's whole point is that if Dafka has to be living, La Fuke, seeing the sale go down or whatever, because of the din in Mosafis. But and then he's adding, and by the way, it's not Chazaka She'inu Taina because he didn't really blow it that badly by buying it from him because he had some reason to believe that it wasn't a stolen property. But without the first part, that it's all about Mosafis, it's all about him living there, I don't think he would just drop in that. That the fact that, you know, that he wasn't Koshea. I mean, he's using the word Koshea. He's not using the word that we, like, take it away. It's that he's not a total Koshea. He's not a total class.
Okay, I'm going to question your formulation a little because I think you cheated a bit. What you said is the Meiri only says it works because of his first shot and he's not a total Koshea, and they go together. What you're saying is the case that it works, they go together. You need both of them. But if logic dictates that the opposite of A and B is not A or not B.
Right.
Meaning if it works because of two things together, then either one alone would make it not work. And then there are two different shots to address why it doesn't work.
I think the Shalom Pasha is ancillary. I'm not sure.
Okay, that I admit, that the Shalom Pasha is probably ancillary and not his main thing. He's throwing in it. And also this. As an ancillary shot, we'll put it here. But you're right. I think his main shot is much more fascinating. Now, what am I claiming? And you can tell me if you disagree with this, because I think this is more interesting to me. What I'm claiming is that all these shots that I have in common is that it is part of the din of Toanim Lelokeach. Somehow, Toan, that's the Tos takes it over Pashit, etc. Somehow this has to do with Toanim Lelokeach. And that could seem to be implied by the Rashbam. Also, the Amos, the Marecha, etc. Mishum de Toanim Lelokeach. It's all about Tanina. Just somehow, we don't do Toanim Stam. You need this Eidos of one day in order to do Toanim. Why? Either to prove that you bought it from Shimon, or to bring evidence Shimon bought it from Reuven, or at least not to have counter evidence against Shimon buying it from Reuven, or to prove you're the kind of buyer who we have Rachmanis on, you know, which then would make it a little closer to one, you know, because it has to do with being the kind of person we tanin on for, but for a different reason. Okay, meaning three is the same as 201 in terms of, that's not true. Three is a little closer to one. Are you the kind of person you tanin on for? As opposed to two, which is this the kind of taina we'll do tanin on? You know, so here it's about sort of the gavra of tanin, the gavra we're towing for. Gavra we're towing for, as opposed to the taina we're towing. Okay. That's how I see them as, you know, divisible, but they're all about a lack of fulfillment of the requirements for Tanina. I think the first part of the Meirin, I hope so you'll agree with me on this, which I agree is the main shot of the Meirin, he's sort of throwing that in for greedy, perhaps, sounds very different. Says the Meirin, let's read this carefully. Right, pretty much everyone knows the Malcolm Bays admit the Markama is Eden, who's the Markama. The Machzik has Eden, who's there for 3 years. Seems like you have a Markama, you have a Chazaka. The problem is there's no Taina. You fill the Taina through Taninan. The question is, what are the requirements of Taninan? The answer is, this is the requirement of Taninan. But says the Meiri, I think a little different. Misha Machzik, the Chazaka, the Shalshan, Obama, Arab, Avi, Obas, Alatoim, Pond, Gachti, the Chazka, Shulakam, Kha. I bought it from Shimon, who I assume bought it from you. You can bring Adam that Shimon lived there for one day like a normal person who lives in his own house. Then we do Tanina Mashiachalitun Zeshamachalo. Ilo Hetzik Bakokah, we do Taninan, and whatever he would have won, you would have won. Vizachaba hol this chila chazak. Oh, now what's interesting? Hol the hischila hachazaka yad ze shemachralo the gumrahu. Howel the hischila hachazaka. Then he says, "Go old and you were pasha." What she's saying is maybe like just an additional point.
I think one more point to that is that I think he's just proving that kishya love.
Okay.
Like when you see him living at kishya.
Okay, good. But let's think about this sentence. Howel the hischila hachazaka. This is the important part. Howel is because is generally the word that connects a din to an explanation. Howel, v'eschila ha-chazaka b'yad zeh shemachru lo v'gamrahu. Since the chazaka started in the hands of Shimon, again, we'll use our names, and ended and was finished by Levi. What's he implying? If the chazaka was only done by Levi, it wouldn't help. But if the chazaka was started by Shimon and finished by Levi, then it would help. Right? That's what he seems to be saying. In other words, why do you need Shimon to live there for one day? Because Shimon needs to start the chazaka. Right? That's what he is basically implying. You need Shimon to live there for one day because Shimon needs to start the chazaka. It's not enough for Levi to do chazaka. Shimon needs to start the chazaka. This is very, very fascinating. It seems to be because, we do Taninan. But in addition to Taninan, you need that Shimon started the chazaka and Levi finished it. You can't have only Levi doing the chazaka. That is what it sounds like from this, the Iri in his name, Hezber. Now, what does this sound like? Let's go to B. Meiri says the Meiri, because we need the chazaka. And interesting, he uses integrated chazaka. If Shimon's there for one day and Levi's there for 3 years, that's not two separate things. It's a chazaka that started with Shimon and ends with Levi. Technically, Levi might not need to be there for 3 years. It'd be enough to be there for 3 years minus a day. But okay, that's not so significant. Need the chazaka to be started by Shimon. Shimon needs to start the chazaka in order for this to work. Here the question is why? Why does Shimon need to start the chazaka in order for this to work? Anyone want to help me out here?
We understood that it's still part of Torah. Okay.
How so? Like, I'm open-minded.
Someone saying, no, because it's very that it's part not leaving. Because we're only trying to impose a plane from Shimon to Levi, that it means like Shimon.
I mean, then we could only make Shimon's sign up for Levi if Shimon was.
I think that's something to do with that.
Was part of Levi's. Was part of Levi's chazaka. You need Shimon to be connected to Levi in order to. That's what you're saying. You need Shimon to be connected to Levi, not just connected to Levi. They sold him something. You need Shimon to be part of this chazaka in order to do Tanina. That's okay. That's certainly possible.
Because without Shimon starting the chazaka, so then the Levi, I guess, has no time against Mar.
What do you mean? We tied it for Levi.
Meaning, but the Din Torah, even though it's happening between Levi and Reuven, Lamaisa Reuven's claiming actually something about Shimon in the first place. Unless Shimon is also part of the chazaka, so Levi could have 3 years from Shimon, but that doesn't deal with Reuven.
Okay. Let me hold that thought for a moment. Okay. Maybe I'll try to say the same thing in some words. Maybe you'll think I'm not. Okay, I admit this Meiri, I read basically one line of Meiri, it's a little sussum. I don't know what the Masifta says about the Meiri. It explodes. Okay, so let's assume that whatever's true in the Masifta, we'll figure out on our own.
Rabbi, the Meiri says that he has to have a full 3 years. Levi has to have a full 3 years. They're not mitztarfim in terms of time.
Although, no, I'm not convinced of that. The Meiri says 3 years. I have 3 years and not 3 years less one day.
Yeah, he says that right afterwards. He says exactly that. Come, Dafka Shadar Bahu Shechazek Flame.
Puts me
to Yom. Yeah.
There, the Melokim Loyum Mitzarfin El Bishtar. That's true. You're right. Shalosh Lakuchos only Mitzarfin Bishtar. You're assuming you don't have a star against. By the way, something I'll just point out in this Maharit is that there's a Ravid who says the Maharit's. But in a totally different Gilgal, he says, besides Darbeyim Echad, you need to start Bimagir Zolokeach, and everyone rejects it. Okay, that has nothing to do with what we're discussing now. Anyway, you're right that you have your own 3 years. The Chazak has to start beyond Shimon. Why do you need your own 3 years? Because there's a rule that different people are not mitzvah for their star. He assumes you don't have a star, because without a star, the symbol of Shabbos is no kol, and therefore no one takes it seriously, because there's no 3 years by one person. Okay, fair. But I think it's a technical detail. Well, what Pshat and Meir, the Chazaka needs to be started by Shimon? So here we're not sure. You could say, we're not sure. You could say that
Why? Maybe in order to say Tanina. That's what Ari wants to say. And then, you know, he's basically saying, everyone else just the technical thing. We only say Taninan if Mamish, the guy who's here now, the guy who really has the Taina, are together in the same chalos. It's not enough for them to just have some relationship with each other. Or perhaps maybe you could say like this. Maybe to hear something a little more radical, which we will, I think, bring more proofs to in a slightly different form in a few moments. Maybe the problem is that, and here I'm making an assumption, right, my assumption now, Tanina means we bring Shimon's Tanya into bed, and even though he's not here to make it. We don't actually know what Shimon would say, but Tanina means it's as if Shimon said, I want a Kuruvay. Right? We bring the possible Taina of Shimon into Besdin. Okay, if you have Shimon's Taina and Levi's Chazaka, maybe that's not good enough. Shimon's Taina needs to be for Shimon's Chazaka. Meaning, maybe Chazaka Sheshma Taina, it's not that there's a Chazaka and a Taina. You know, what does it mean, Shish Ima Taina? Right? Just like there's a Kechakira, there should be an Ima Hakira. Let's start it now. Does that mean you need two separate things, each working independently? Or does that mean, no, you need integration of two things, right? So maybe Chazak Shemez Yeshma Taina means you need a Chazaka and you need a Taina. Rather, it means you need a Chazaka which has a Taina within it. And therefore, Levi's Chazaka and Shimon's Taina, Levi doesn't have a Taina. He admits he doesn't have a Taina. Levi's Chazaka and Shimon's Taina just don't work together. You need Levi's Chazaka and Levi's Taina, which he doesn't have, or Shimon's Chazaka and Shimon's Taina. Taninan can give us Shimon's Taina, but we still need Shimon's Chazaka. Taninan give us Shimon's Taina, but we still need Shimon's Chazaka. And in order to get Shimon's Chazaka, we don't need Shimon to be there for 3 years. Let Shimon start one day and then Levi finish. But we need Shimon to be in the Chazaka, so it'll be Chazaka Shiyesh Ima, it'll be Chazaka Shiyesh Ima Taina. So maybe in order to say Tanina, or maybe for Chazaka Sheyesh Ima Taina, meaning this is the big question mark. Chazaka Sheyesh Ima Taina, maybe we should have just had a whole shiur about Chazaka Sheyesh Ima Taina. Is that two separate requirements? You need Chazaka and you need Taina. You know why? Because Chazaka is a proof. But in addition to a proof, you need to have a Taina. Not all proofs work without a taina. Right? Some proofs work without a taina. You need to have a taina. You need to actually not be a. The problem is, if you don't have a taina, then ain't suffering yotzei devadai, which is the lush and the riff and all the rishonim daf lamed. Ain't suffering yotzei devadai. It was vadai, it was far kamas. Maybe you bought it for him, maybe you didn't, or indirectly bought it for him. Maybe you acquired it, maybe you didn't. Ain't suffering yotzei devadai. Maybe it's just there's a separate problem not having a taina. You can't lose weight without a taina. Or no, maybe the Chazaka itself, internally, you need a Taina for the Chazaka. And if internally you need a Taina for the Chazaka, it's not two separate requirements. But to Besdin, you need to bring your evidence and you need a claim. No, if that a Chazaka is only Chazaka that has a Taina, or maybe if a Chazaka is the only Chazaka that has a Taina, then Levi's Chazaka and Shimon's Taina is not valid. I know I'm making a second step. Chazaka is only Chazaka with a Taina, and therefore, to be integrated, they need to be the same person. Therefore, you need his Lashon is his Chil Chazaka Biyad Zeh Sheh Machrelo. Maybe Chazaka Sheshma Taina as an integrated whole. In order for that, you need the same person's Chazaka and Taina. Means maybe it's not a din in Tanina, it's a din in Chazaka Sheishima Taina. Now, just to go a little out of order, the basic nafkamina of this would be, what if you're not even using Tanina? Like, for example, in Rekiva Eger's case, where Shimon actually comes into court and makes his Taina. Would you still need Eidos that he lived there for one day? According to all the first 3.5 shots on the board, and even half of 4, you know, the Ari's 4, then you wouldn't need Eidos that he lived there one day if he came and made his own Taina, so we're not doing Taina. But according to this shot, no. Whether he's Taina or not, right? Even if Shimon comes to the court and says this kind of, Shimon's kind of only works for Shimon's chazaka, and Levi's kind of for Levi's chazaka. And if Levi wants to work with Shimon's kind of, then he needs to say, my chazaka is really Shimon's chazaka that he started and I'm finishing, which is the Emre Yehuda, even very Kiva, not Rehuda, Inger, even thinks that there is a Rishon who holds that, even though, you know, I'm not sure about it, I'm convinced. But let's come back to that in a moment. I think, and here is something a little mysterious, I did lose a little sleep over the relationship between the Rashva and the Shut Rashva, right? The Shut Rashva seems to say something very different than the Rashva on the Sugya. And of course, what's your first reaction if there's a dispute between the Rashva and Shas and the Shut Rashva? Okay, that's very convenient. My first reaction would be that not all Shut Rashvas are written by the Rashva. There were some people whose shuts were very, very, very important and were all written by them. And there were some people whose shuts were more than very, very important, whose shuts became crucial, basic texts of Judaism. And ironically, those people whose shuts became basic texts of Judaism had other people's material added to them. Because that's true of all Sfarim. The more basic a sefer is, the more likely it is that people add things to it, right? Classic example, you know, but there at least we know who added. I don't know, take the Sefer HaTruma, we never heard that anyone add anything to the Sefer HaTruma. But the Machzor Bitri, which is a basic, thing that people kept in their house and learned what to do all year long, everyone added whatever they wanted. The Shut Rashva, lots of Shuts that are not from the Rashva. So I wanted to say, okay, this is a Shut Rashva. Who says from the Rashva? The problem is that this Shut Rashva appears like 3-4 times scattered throughout the Shut Rashva. It would be too much of a coincidence for it to be somewhat 3 times. Okay, if it's 3 times in the Shut Rashva, then, going back to Shor HaMuad, right? How did our friend James Bond say over Shor HaMuad? Once is happenstance, twice is circumstance, 3 times is enemy action. And nothing coincidentally happens 3 times. Okay, where did he get that from? He got it from Shor HaMuad. I'm showing off my secular Western cultural knowledge. Okay, it happens to be from the 80s. But all right, that's what I have.
Also terrible movies.
What?
Also terrible movies.
I actually did, but it doesn't matter. Last time I was holding in secular culture, I was too young to hold me responsible for being discriminating. Back to our topic. So 3 times in the Shut Rashva, it's got to be the Rashva. It's too much of a coincidence. So he says something very different than he says in the Chidusha here. I did lose a little sleep trying to figure out. Maybe he's talking about something different. I explored a few angles. I hit the ends. If someone wants to come up with a clever theory how it's not a stira, I'd be very interested. I could start to come up with one, but I couldn't get it to work. The Shut Rashva says something very radical. It's the middle of another sugya that we'll get to. But the Shut Rashva, when he gets at the end to bring a raya from our sugya, his basic hap is that ultimately, one way or the other, directly or indirectly, Chesed Zimel comes down to why wasn't the guy Moche? If he wasn't Moche, then he's at least like implying that he's not objecting. And the Shut Rashva basically assumes that a guy's not Moche against someone who doesn't have a taina. The guy's only Moche against someone who claims he bought it from him. A guy doesn't bother, Markama doesn't bother to be mocha against someone who doesn't really have a taina. And that's what he says here. He says, he quotes our Gemara Mem Aleph and Beis, and he says, Amr Le, Plani Zvendit Zadim Menach, Asma Kamad Yerbchia, Amr Le, E Eslach Sadi, Dindarbe Ihu Mikano Kavil Chadyomo, Machmino Lavi Yadach. Okay, I might have thought of an answer. Okay. It says Bishut Rashva, which I'll mention in a moment. Okay, Islach Sadi, the Darbe Ihu. Right now I thought of a question. Okay, maybe. Islach Sadi, Darbe Ihu Mikama, Hafil Hayom, Bin Lov Yadaki Lolo. He quotes our Sugya, and now here's his explanation. Bim Isa, Lame Lake, Him Lomaches, Baha, Mucha Mil Savai, Zavan, Glav Zavnili. Why can't he just say, since you didn't object for 3 years, that proves you sold it to Shimon? You're right, I don't have Adam, the Shimon was there. But if you were quiet for 3 years and I'm there, and
Wheel, I mean, you didn't sell it to me. Why are you quiet? You must have sold it to Shimon. Seems like good proof. The answer is the Levada, Motsi Armeli Idach, for sure, Ruvain, Mara Kamak, could say, came into Lava Tiny Shemachati Lo Bazeh. Since Levi never claimed I sold it to him, I didn't take him seriously. Levi's a clown. But regions, the Barachoso, Ainlo, Aiden, Shishkal Hasik. And I know Aiden that Shimon even started in the Chazak. If Shimon started in the Chazak, I would take it seriously. Shimon might have some sort of claim against me, but he never, never machzik. A lot of people claims against a lot of people. You don't take them seriously, they're not machzik. Again, who's the Marakama? I'll be the Marakama. Eitan might have said or might not have said that he bought the house for me, but he never went near it. He never went within Dalai Lama's of the house. So what am I going to object to? It's me. He lived in the house for 3 years and freely admitted that he didn't buy it for me. So I didn't bother to object. You know, Eitan may or may not have had any time. He is not anywhere near my house. So it's not objectionable to me. Tzvini is staying in my house, but he has no taina. He's admitting he didn't buy it for me. So it's not objectionable to me. Yeah, it's a psychological assumption. The psychological assumptions you have to grant for Rishonim. And therefore, the Shika, the Marakama, is not significant because no one provoked him. That is just a way of saying Chazaka Sheish Matayna needs to be an integrated whole. Why? Because if one guy does Chazaka, that doesn't provoke me. Remember, I'm the Merkava. If one guy does a Taina, it doesn't provoke me. Only if a guy with a Taina does a Chazaka, it provokes me. And if I'm not provoked, then my silence is not significant. And if I'm not significantly silent, then there's no basis for Chazaka. That is a Mafurashut Rasha. Again, I think I might have answered why that's different from what he says here in Sugya, which I'll come back to in half an hour. The Shub Rashba is clearly whether or not the Meiri means this, we can debate all day long. And I admit, no one's going to prove to each other what the Meiri meant, because Sach HaKol, we are working off a very fascinating, very exceedingly fascinating 10 words in the Meiri. Well, 10 words in the Meiri, it's going to be hard to prove exactly what he meant. I admit, like, the second written part is 10 words. The new part of the Meiri is 10 words. Not the Pasha. That's an afterthought. In any case, that's simple enough. Okay, but the Shuk Rashba, the whole paragraph is saying the same thing over and over. He says it over and over and over. And then in one paragraph, he says it about the Dafman Aleph on a base. But it's clear what he means. He's saying about every Sugya in the Chazaka Batin. Right? So he's clearly saying Chazaka Sheish Rataina is an integrated whole. So definitely, the Shuk Rashba is saying it's not a Din of Tarim Lokeach. It is a din of
2.4. You're 4.1.
I know. No, because he's the same. He's the same.
The Seder.
Okay. Well, you should be so adopting. Okay, we'll make this 4-star, and we'll make this 4. Then it's the same as the Rashba, okay? Should I put 4? No, that's good. Okay, so the Sam Shuk Rashba, exactly. He doesn't use the word Chazak Yishma Taini. He just starts talking about psychology. But that's exactly what he's saying, if you think about it. A Chazak Yishma Taini is a pagam in the Shtika Samar Kama. Now, again, think lots of assumptions. His most basic assumption that the Marakama knows who has a time and who doesn't to decide whether he's provoked or not. Okay, make an assumption. He made psychological assumptions, making practical assumptions. Who says that the Marakama even knows who has a time nut until he comes to Benson 8 years later? Okay, he makes some assumptions. We'll grant these assumptions, right? Every Rishon's allowed to make assumptions. Then we just have to analyze their logic. He says no. He says exactly Chazaka Shiyesh Imataino. Why? Because Chazaka without Taina and or Taina without Chazaka, meaning that even if there's a Chazaka without a Taina and Taina without a Chazaka, even if he knows there are two guys, one with a Taina without a Chazaka, one with a Chazaka without a Taina, do not provoke Mechaa. Does not provoke the Marakama. So his silence is not significant. And if Murakama's silence is not significant, then
then there is no chazaka. Because the chazaka, no matter what shot you say in the beginning of our first year or second year or third year, whatever it was in this parrot, we had a lot of stuff in the end, all of them would have to come down directly, indirectly, or indirectly, indirectly to relying on the silence of the markah. Now, there is another way you could get to.
What does one day do according to the Midrash?
One day, let's first let me read you his lasha, and then I will answer it. Because similar lasha to the Iri. One day is a haschalas chazaka. To my mind, what it means is that since you have hischel lahachzik, now obviously haschalas chazaka doesn't provoke mecha. Right, the guy's in my house for one day. Of course, my silence is insignificant. Even if he's there for 2.9 years, my silence is insignificant. Once there is hiskel chazaka, and here I'm filling in the raspa parallel to the Meiri. Once there's a hiskel chazaka, I mean, I don't think I'm being crazy. A haskala normally implies a sof, right? But you don't need a Meiri to say, if someone used the word haskala, he might have sof in his head, right? That's reasonable. What I think he's saying is Meiri. If the Shimon is maskel the chazaka and Levi is gomer the chazaka, then the whole chazaka becomes connected to Shimon, and then the Marakama takes it seriously. He says, hold on, this guy is a tiny man, he started a chazaka that someone else continued for 3 years. That I take seriously. That a real offense. That's a real provocation. Okay, I mean, I don't think you have any choice. Now, I just want to point out that this is apparently, okay, I have to check with Nathan Siegel. He gave a chabura about a certain phrase, which is found maybe only once in the Gemara and a few times in the Rishonim, which might be relevant here. I don't know if this is what he said, but I think so. I actually don't even think so. I just think survival. So you did. But there is a concept. Chazaka v'makom shtarkai. Chazaka v'makom shtarkai. Right. As a matter of fact, it was sort of a little implied in Aflamad and Aleph, the end of the Sugya of Shmuel Gavai, where he compared Lo Yehelod Nakat Shtara, but that was, only a vague implication. But some of the Rishonim do take this formulation more seriously. Chazaka Makom Shtarkoi. There's, I think, another way to say this. I might have to fix up my numbers. Another way to say this idea of Chazaka Shishma Taina. One way to say Chazaka Shishma Taina is it's all about provocation and psychology of Marakamas. The Marakamas only provoked by Chazaka Shishma Taina. Again, if you would ask me, look, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not any of these things. But if you would ask me as a Baal Boss of psychology, I'm not sure I would agree with Shabrashta. I would have said, if I'm the Marakama, I'm going to be provoked by anyone being in my house for 3 years. I'm not going to ask what exactly their explanation is. Okay. Rashba was a different psychologist than me. He was probably more of a professional psychologist than I am, and that was his opinion. But I think there's another way to say this as well, which is not about psychology and the provocation of Marakama. It's about Chazaka Makom Shtarkoi. I'm sure someone in the Masechta says what I'm about to say. Tell me who it is. Chazaka v'makom shtarkai. No, it's just the kind of thing that someone in the system would say. Chazaka v'makom shtarkai. A chazaka is if I have a shtar. Here's what's fascinating. If Levi has a chazaka, it's as if Levi has a shtar. Levi claims he bought it from Shimon. Now it's as if he has a shtar. Shkoyach, he's a shtar, he bought it from Shimon. That's irrelevant. That doesn't help him. We don't care that he bought it from Shimon. We care he bought it from Reuven. If Levi's chazaka is like Levi has a shtar, but Levi's shtar doesn't help because Levi bought it from Shimon. We want Shimon Shtar in court. If we have Shimon Shtar, that's an easy win. If we have the Shtar, it's a Shimon Shtar. Ruin, easy win. Shimon Chazaka counts as Shimon Shtar. And therefore, if we can get this Chazaka to be started by Shimon, Heschel Shimon Begumra Levi, again, what the Meiri says, except I'm adding the word named Shimon Levi, then it's like Shimon Shtar. And Shimon Shtar is what we need to win the day. So maybe Chazaka will become Shtar Koi. We need to be Shimon Chazaka because we need to be Shimon Shtar. Now, why would that be? I think that would make most sense according to the Ketzos there. If you say this is Dakana, Chacham felt bad people lose their star. They say, bring a Chazaka instead of your star. Then it makes sense. The Chazaka is instead of your star. The Chazaka is not instead of someone else's star. After all, Levi didn't lose a star. Shimon lost a star. If Shimon lost a star, Shimon should bring a Chazaka to make up for his star. So maybe you could say that. It's a little more technical. You could say psychologically or technically. Then I'll take a question from Ozzy. Maybe 4.1. Or you could say 4.2, that this is the sort of psychological chazaka shishma taina, psychological chazaka
sheyesh ima taina, as opposed to maybe some sort of formal chazaka sheyesh ima taina. In general, I always prefer the psychological to the formal, but since I'm a little skeptical of grassroots psychology, I want to at least open up another possibility. Maybe the point is that, oh, like Yesh Lomar, no, who said this in the Sifta? Someone's got to. You're abandoning me here. You're leaving me alone on the battlefield. Okay, let's assume someone in the Sifta says it.
Did you say?
What?
What did you just say?
No.
Okay.
Now we can add you in the next version.
The odds are slim. There are people much greater than me who have not been added to the sector for reasons that would apply to me. That's just saying. I don't think I'm great enough anyway, but even if I was, there are people greater than me who, for technical reasons, are not in the sector. But it depends which art. Depends who the donor is, how you're doing.
Is there a difference?
Anyway, yeah, sorry, let me just finish my sentence, Mark. Maybe you could say the chazaka nitkan b'makom shtar sh'nevad v'lachen chazaka sh'levi chashem k'shtar sh'levi kana Chazaka shel Shimon nechshav kishtar sheshimon kana. Since here, the debate is not whether he bought it, whether Shimon bought it. In order to say this counts like a star, it needs to have a Shimon star, so Shimon needs to do the chazaka. He doesn't need to finish it, it's enough for him to start it. After all, the next line of my mouth of being says three different people can each do a year and be mitzarif. Okay, maybe the same gender tzir appears there that you need a star. Maybe here we have a weaker. We have a lower standard tier because one guy was there for long enough, but that's the year himself. But maybe that's, you know, we have two ways we can say it's in Chazaka Sheyesh Ima Taina.
Then we can add on to the rest of the class. All the fours. There seems to be like maybe a distinction between when you have two people who are having part of Chazaka, when it's Kolokea, as opposed to like Skiros or Sheila or things along those lines, where Skiros and Sheila, the person who originally had it is really the one making the chazaka, and
there's something. They're all the same person.
Right, they're all the same person, but it's really meaningful. They're all the first person. I mean, other people are just functioning on that, whereas I think there's sort of a Yiddish from some other research and have this left about the fellows to Kukos. It's really the last person who's making the chazaka.
Okay, so here I'm.
So once one would say, or once one says that type of idea, that it's really the last person making the chazaka, so it's really Levi making a chazaka for Reuven. Shimon is just necessary in that process because without Shimon, you're kind of making a chazaka from nobody.
Okay, fair enough. Meaning you need someone to be in the chazaka to say who's chazaka from.
Exactly.
Again, I think it's very issue this. Sorry, I apologize. Mark's supposed to go first, but you know, I let Ozzy go first because he's older.
Is there a difference between saying something that's called chazaka versus preparatory for the chazaka?
Yeah, I think I'm saying haskalah, although perhaps one could say the same thing. Perhaps you can see it, we have to think about it. Now, let me just briefly, because we do have to move on, mention, if you want to the next line of the Gemara, then to the line that's not in the Gemara. We have three things to do today. We're still on the first. There, I think, are two nafkaminas between Paninan versus Chazak Yishit Shvat Haino. One, two, three versus four. And I would like to put them on the board. I have to figure out how. One of them is based on a Sefer Itter, which you didn't see yet, which is not even 100% clear. So I'm not sure if I'm just being sort of educating. And one of them based on a Rikud Eder. One thing I will admit, the mainstream seems to be one, two, three. Four is a chesh. Okay, one line in the Eerie, one line in the Eerie is always a chesh, which is a controversial line in the Eerie. It's a Tarashva, which is not such a, nonetheless, it's a clear minority. What might the nafkamina be? Let's just see if I can squeeze something in where I actually can't. If it's a din in Tanina or a din in Chazaka, Sheyesh Ima Taina, in the integrated sense, right? Integrating the Chazaka and the Taina, or is it a din? You don't have to integrate the Chazaka and the Taina, but you need a Taina. You can't get Tanina until you fill the requirements. What if, you know, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rabbi Akiva Eger deals with, what if Shimon shows up in bed in Titus? Shimon comes and says, I bought it from Ruvain. There's no need for Taina anymore. Right? So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's fascinating question. It's just, you know, it takes a Rabbi Akiva Eger to think of this. And then he has a Dirk and Mukayosi, and I'm not convinced by his Dirk and Mukayosi. Look, she tells, you know, the way I'm analyzing it, it's certainly not going to work. And I'm not convinced anyway, but it just takes a Rabbi Akiva Eger to, like, look at a halacha and say, wouldn't it be fascinating to think about what if you tweak one variable and tweak the right variable? Meaning, you don't have to be Rabbi Akiva Eger to go through the shut and realize that once there was an actual case with two guys in, you know, in Metz, and one variable is tweaked. But the thing is, like, what's the most interesting variable to tweak, and let's see what will happen. Okay, that's classic Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, what about the following case? What if Shimon ta'an the Bezdin? Shimon comes to Bezdin, lefanenu. Shimon shows up and makes his kinda. If you said the only reason you needed Eidos Yom Echad is to allow us to Tanina, here we are, Tanina, Shomayz on Tanina, then you wouldn't need. Don't need Eidos Diras Yom Echad because you don't need to do Taninan. And that is basically where Akiva Eger himself assumes that is clearly the mainstream. Nechta Betzido. Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't write the words Nechta Betzido, meaning in Rabbi Akiva Eger, Sochanar. He wrote it on the side. Uvelor Derbe Chad Yom Echad Mocher Babatan Lefanein Lokoch Mocher comes in Tainus. Yes, Lord, the Habi Chazakh will avoid Dar Chad Yom El Linyan Dan at Tanina Lay. Where was Yuni Chad Yom for Tanina? Here it's not Tanina. So you don't need to ask Chad Yom. And then he says, but he thinks to know the Mukhiyos is Meduyak Ibra. According to my analysis, the Mukhiyos shouldn't be Meduyak Ibra. I'm not convinced by the deal. But let's just say this is Rabbi Akiva Eger. And I'm sure that's the mainstream of post commander having post dealt with it. That's the mainstream approach about Tanina. But according to Shadow Chazakh Shishma Tanina, no, you would still need Yom Echad. Who cares if we have a we have an amazing 100% Taina from Shimon and an amazing 100% Chazaka from Levi. Shimon Taina, Chazaka, and Levi's Chazaka is still Chazaka Shishma Taina unless we get the Haskalah to be the Shimon. And Shimon coming and making a Taina doesn't give Haskalah Chazaka. So then you would still need.
So it's already in the Rishon that you gave us.
This case is not in the
Rishon. Dissolving, having the hemina now. Having the hemina.
Ah, interesting. Right? If the mocher had come in, we would believe him. Okay, so the Rishon was like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, good. I didn't even notice that.
Does that make up for the other one I didn't find?
Okay, fine. yes, always. Okay, so it's the Ritva also here. Okay, I don't have the line, but we just heard the line.
It's here. No, it's here. It's
on Morty's Ritva?
Yeah.
Yeah. The
first one. The
you gave
us two.
The Abagav Dilo Mehemen Anan Lo Taninan. Okay. That sounds like it, unless you're saying the Abagav that there would be no way in Shonakot. But it sounds like. Yeah, correct. That's definitely the Ritva and Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's clearly the mainstream, but he does bring up, and he thinks maybe Rabbi Yossi could not convince that. Otherwise, that's a clear nafkumina this Chakira. Another nafkumina this Chakira, which will also have a clear mainstream, a clear not mainstream, and it's based on an iter we haven't seen yet, is how about the following case? What if he wants to, what if we want to do, this is based on a lot of assumptions. This is already the flamid. The, what if, right, we're still in Daf Malach now. That's good, because then when we get to the end of the year and I write my final Bechina, I can write, Ah, Bechina, Cheskes Abatim, Daf Chav Chesku Mem Aleph. Wherever we're up to then, because we have Daf Mem Aleph. Okay, so what about the following case? There's a lot of controversy that maybe this case is not allowed for other reasons. Let's suspend our disbelief. Let's say the case might very well be the case in our Daf Lamed, and might very well be the Psa. Let's say there's no Eidos, there was ever a Marakama. So the Machzik has a Migu of Lahadam. What's his Migu? Who are you? This has always been my property. You never owned this. He would clearly win. Clearly, if there's no Eidos, anyone was the Marakama, whoever's there wins. Okay, why is a fascinating question, which we'll never get to, but clearly, I'll be common sense, there's no other option, right? If everyone in the world claims they own the property and no one has any proof they ever owned the property, whoever's there keeps it. So,
What if I'm amigo vlahatam, but I'm actually tainting? I admit that it was yours, but I bought it from Shimon who bought it from you. Right? I admit that it was yours, but I bought it from Shimon who bought it from you. So I am want me neman lakuach with amigo of lahadam lohayim bar me'olim was never yours, but I didn't see Shimon buy it from you. So you want to do taninan? Let's do toanin taninan that Shimon bought it from Reuven, and then we go away with amigo. Okay, there's a lot of parts of that you could disagree with. But let's assume that works. Let's assume we can really do taninan, which again is probably most Rishonim. We could do taninan, but it's controversial. We could do taninan that Shimon bought it from Reuven, then Levi will win Tainus Lakuach without a chazaka, with a migo of Lahadam. Do we need Eidos that Shimon was there for one day? If you say the Eidos of one day is for taninan, of course you need Eidos. You don't do taninan on that Eidos of one day. But if the Eidos of one day is for chazaka Shishima Taina, here is not winning with Chazak Sheshmatayna. He's winning with Migo of Lahadam. So you shouldn't need Eidos even there for one day. Okay, we'll really get back. That seems to be Machlokes being everyone in the Baal HaEter. But what about the following case? What about Ulai? Daf Lamed, what would be the case here? The case would be, let's just make a little embassy here. The case would be, Ein Eidos Avos L'Ma'arer. Eidos Avos is what we call Markam. There's no Eidos Markam of the Ma'arer, right? And Levi Toein Lakachi Mishimon. So Lakachi Mimcha. V'Neman Migo Yacholiton Lahadam Lo Hayivari Olam was never yours. Anyways, do you need to prove Shimon was there for one day or not? If Shimon being there one day is necessary for Tanina, then you need to prove it, right? Right? But inan egos Shimon darbo yom echad. That's the nafmina. If the reason for Eidos Yom Echad, the reason for Abithia is Taninan, here we need a Taninan. So then you do need for Taninan. It's really just a flip side of Rikki Eger's case, right? But if you say the reason you need Shimon to be there is because Kadokan needs to be integrated with the Taina, maybe not even to say you for two reasons, but assuming it's not one reason. Then over here, you would say, you don't need Eidos that Shimon was there for one day because you're not using Chazaka. You only need Eidos Shimon was one there for Chazaka at a time. If you're not waiting for Chazaka, you're waiting for Migo of Lahadam, not for Chazaka at all. Taki, you haven't been there 3 years. You've only been there 3 months. But you're waiting for Migo of Lahadam. Tanina, not for Chazaka. Tanina for Migo of Lahadam. If you're doing Tanina for Migo of Lahadam, if Eidos Dios Yom Echad is for Tanina, you need it. If it's for Chazaka, you don't need it. Exactly the flip side of Rabbi Eger. And we will see the sheet is this. Basically, the first sheet is going to be most Rishonim, and the second sheet is going to be the Baal HaEter. Again, there's a mainstream and non-mainstream side.
In this case, wouldn't it not be, you wouldn't be able to catch us and catch it there because you're not really...
Catch us and catch it there did not work if you have kind of suffered, only if you have kind of suffered. So that's why.
Right.
The question says, in slightly different words, that it's not going to work without Taninan because you don't say Pesha Asar if you don't have kind of suffered.
You subtract and you would end up needing.
You wouldn't end up needing Taninan, but maybe you can Taninan without Eidos is yours.
Meaning, but once we're not saying Peshas Peshet, the only way you can win is through.
Maybe once you're Taninan, you say Peshas Peshet. Once you're Taninan, then
what is my need? Taninan is because of the Peshas Asar.
You get a Peshas Asar after you have Taninan. Because now you're a Taninan. You need a Taninan, you need a Peshas Asar. This is a path to offer and a path to soften yitter. With Panina, it's a path to offer and a path to vada yitter.
But that's only once you already need a chazaka.
Is that chazaka? Where's chazaka?
Meaning, how else are you? Do your Panina
that I'm then with that chazaka that I bought it and then he bought it.
Who was the guy who was helping out with it? Not for the chazaka. Just
Panina, 1, 2, 3. It makes basic Panina.
I'm not talking about a chazaka here.
So, but they can't taina that he bought that Shimon bought it from Reuven without Shimon being there one day for one of these three reasons.
Right, but if he's there for one day and you don't have a chazaka to build off it, then why does it matter?
Because now we have a taina that Shimon bought it from Reuven and I bought it from Shimon. So now I'm Pesha Hater, I bought it from Shimon, Shimon bought it from you, and I was a Pesha Asar. Sorry.
That's assuming that we're isolating Tanina and totally using this. But if you build without any at all, then Chazaka?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Tanina applies without Chazaka. Tanina's all over Shas.
Right. I'm saying Tanina don't
That's exactly what I'm claiming. That if you take 1, 2, 3, you have no choice but to say it has to be Tanina without Chazaka. Because it's not integrally connected to Chazaka, only coincidentally. That's exactly what I'm claiming. That's precisely my point. Not a kasha what I'm saying, that's precisely what I'm saying. If you take 1, 2, 3, the rule of Darich HaYom has nothing to do with Chesed Zimul Shana. It's just a general rule of Tanina. Okay, anyway, we'll come back to that. So you don't have to worry too much about it now.
Just to understand, why did Rabbi bring, meaning what's the difference between the Tanina and the discussion that we're probably about to have about whether we do Idolat 1 can work?
If just to summarize, here I'm talking about doing a taninan, and based on the taninan, I have a migo. What you're referring to is I have a migo, and based on that migo, I do a taninan. Those are two completely separate discussions. 90% likely. Okay, think about it and come back to me if that doesn't resonate. Okay, we're both sides of the line in the Gemara. Chaim, please. Next line in the Gemara. Remember the next line of the Gemara said, it's amazing how many people came over to me during Shir and asked the Tzotzos question. During Seder, I mean, and ask Tzotzos question, which is good, meaning I'm glad, because this is not the Tzotzos question, is not the kind of question that you should, like, oh, when I'm mulling it over, you know, there are two kinds of questions. This question that when I'm mulling over the sugya and analyzing and looking to be intellectual, all of a sudden I have a question. Then there are questions which you should have smoke coming out of your nose. As soon as you read this line in Gemara, you say, I can't move on with my life. Because this line just doesn't make sense. Whoever came up with me during Seder, what were you saying? You were saying, I don't have patience to finish the Makor sheet and see if anyone gets this question. Because I am irate, because there's smoke coming out of my nose, because how can the Gemara say something like this when there's such an obvious question? And you were all 100% right for coming over to me. This is the kind of question that you can't just sit idly by and let it be. What is the question? The question is the end of the Gemara. Says the end of the Gemara. What if we have a tiny enough? I bought it from Shimon, and I saw Shimon buy it from you. I have a vadai taina. Is he Naaman? Yes, he's Naaman. Why shouldn't he be Naaman? Why is he Naaman? Says the Gemara. What? Because he omerly kami didi zav naminach. Kami didi zav naminach means Levi says, I have a full explanation. I bought it from Shimon, but I am super responsible. I only bought it from Shimon because with my own eyes, I saw Shimon buy it from the Marakama. I saw Shimon buy it from you. I'm 100% sure I have a full story. He's Naaman. Migo di bar yom lo on his van to minach. He could have said he bought it from him. I mean, you can't use a migo with a kind of Shema. That's clear in this whole sugya. Why doesn't he always have a migo? He could say he bought it. Because a migo means I make this taina. Believe me, because I could have made the other taina. If I don't even make a taina, you can't say a migo. You can't say migo with a taina shema. That's ain't suffering milton de vadai. My suffix taina is worthless. Migo in your taina is boring. So you have a migo. What is the machlokas? Achron, in fact, it's another one of these machlokas achron, which really, of course, machlokas are showing. Okay, but again, it's machlokas rishonim based on some rishonim that these achronim did not have access to necessarily. Right, Amar kamay tidi zavna minach. Right, Levi says not only did I buy it from Shimon, I saw Shimon buy it for you. What does the Gemara say? Neman migu diyachalomar kanisi ani memcha. Right, or they say they're mad. Migul Levi could have said, I bought it from you. He's now going to say, I saw Shimon buy it from you, and I bought it from Shimon. And that's a valid Migul, unlike the original case where he didn't know. Once he knows, he's a valid Migul. The fact that it's a valid Migul seems uncontroversial. It seems like a really good Migul. Believe me that I bought it from Shimon, Shimon bought it from you, because I could have just said, I bought it from you. Why? Three years. The problem is, why do you need a Migul? After all, Levi has a chazaka. Of course, by this point in today's shir, you might already know the answer. But Levi has a chazaka and Levi has a taina. Why is he an illegal? Just say, I have a chazaka for 3 years and I have a full taina. It's not like the first case when I said, I think Shimon bought a few. Here I have a taina. So here's the real question. What do we do with this word migo? Why does he need a migo? So what does the kso say? Somewhat radically? Somewhat. What does the kso say? Lav davka migo. Migo doesn't always mean migo. Right? Keep in mind, if you did a Bar Ilan search on migo and shas, you'd find a lot more just innocent words migo in the midst of, you know, things having nothing to do with the mamos even. Because migo just means mitoch, like because. It's a pretty common word. It's a pretty common word, migo. So says the Ktos, this is not a davka, the rule of migo. This just means an illustration. Just like my chazak would be good enough for with taina X, likewise my chazak is good enough with taina Y. But it's not davka migo. It's just illustrating. I have a chazak shishma taina. Just like this is chazak shishma taina, that's chazak shishma taina. So one there is the Ktos. Who's the Ktos coming to argue on? Who's the Ktos coming to argue on? The Shach, right? He starts out with the Shach and says, I have a problem with the Shach. Again, it's interesting. They're not coming to argue on Rishonim here. Says the Ktos, Lav Davka. Lav Davka. It's really Neman because it's a Chazaka. Sheyesh Ima Taina. Okay. Which Rishon agrees with the Ktos? But any Rishonim agree with the Ktos? Or is he crazy? I hope you know which way I want to go. Okay. I think there's one Rishon who agrees with the Ktos, and I have two reasons for thinking so. First is because he says what the Ktos says. Which again, like, you know, you never know how exactly what someone means. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah here. It says Rabbeinu Yonah, Venirali. Kevin the Chinami, Mehem Lady Darbechet. Sorry, I think I'm the wrong Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. That Philo Ton came into Chile, even originally he didn't say I saw it. El Jaton Stami Panidon, he Tai Pine Stamki Hotterly, even if later he says, Bezdin says, yeah, the Adem that he was there for one day. He says, no, but I bet in that. I saw him buy it. Mehemet lo rakam yizav na minach. The kind of tzotom v'kod v'tom. He's allowed to add to his taina. She, etc., etc. But what does he say? You ready? V'cheivan sheyesh lanu l'hamino al kol tainas bari sheyitom keivan shehefzai gimel shanim lo hefzid. Since we should believe with any tainas bari, since he has chesed gimel shanim, he didn't lose. What's he saying? Why do we believe him? What's he leaving out? Migo. Doesn't say Migo, because we should believe him on any time is buried with Gimel Shana. We shouldn't believe with Taina Shana and Gimel Shana. Then he needs Ajus to Darby Chayyoma. But Taina is buried with Gimel Shana's Chazak Shishma Taina. He basically says that so. Kevin Yishlan Amin, Machol Taina is buried with Shayyeton, Kevin Shah, Kevin Shah, Hechse Gimel Shana. And I mean, I'm sure he really means it because he also says the Nachmina Nixos. He not only says the formula of Nixos, he says the Nachmina Nixos. But the Ktos is really like most Machlokas Achronim, they're Machlokas Rishonim. Really, it is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ktos. It's just Yeshon only. He has a Tainus Bar, he has a Chazaka. Why not believe him? Right? As opposed to the Shach. But who did we notice disagreed with the Ktos? Which Achron? Did we notice disagreeing with the Ktos on the Makor sheet? I think a guess who disagrees with the Ktos.
The Nesipo, sorry.
The Nesipo. Stach and the Nesipo disagree with the Ktos. And they think, no. It means an actual Migo. It means an actual Migo. An actual Migo. Meaning, it wouldn't be Naaman without the Migo. He's not Naaman with this Haina naturally. He's not naturally Nemo with this Taina. It's not Chazak Yishma Taina. It's not whole Taina is Bori Sheyitom Kevin Shehefzai Gimel Shanim. No. It's only through Amigo. Meaning, what's the fundamental close? You have the Ktos from Rishon, you don't think it's a good Taina. And then the Sivas and the Shach think it's not a good Taina. You just have Amigo. Okay, which Rishon
is on the Nesivos and the Shach side. Do they say? They don't say, but which Rishon is on the Nesivos and the Shach side? Tosos, Tosos and Daf Lamed. Says Tosos and Daf Lamed. Why does he? Because says Tosos and Daf Lamed. Perish min Shmuel de'im Mosav zeh shalosh shanim. If, meaning if this is the case of Nafim Aleph, if he had 3 years chazaka, b'tom yiflam yizvan tevel minach kami didi, and he tainted kami didi zav neminach. Basically, Tosos is quoting, if it would be the case at the end of Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, d'neman b'migo, he'd be neman with amigo. The boy Omer on minach zavin tevachal d'shnei chazaka with amigo. So first of all, he says he's neman with amigo. Okay. Even if he says Nemo with amigo, you can always say, meaning when someone says a lashon different than what's in the Gemara, that proves they really have a shita. Someone quotes lashon in the Gemara, it sort of proves they have the shita, but maybe they're just quoting the language of the Gemara without analyzing. But we know it's really the we know Tosas takes his amigo seriously. Why? Says you better have amigo. If there's something wrong with your amigo, you lose. It only works if there's something good with your Migo. But if there's a psul in your Migo, you're going to lose. What psul does Tosos point out that could happen to the Migo? Migo le? Migo le mafreya. That's what Tosos says. Ah, it's really only with the Migo. If it's Migo le mafreya, lo amrina, meaning what is thee? So it's really not Lucas Tosos or Rabbeinu Yonah, even though in the belt it's about old Tosos and the Sivos. Once upon a time, Tosos and Tosos and Shach. Not by now, no one learned Shas, no one learned Sivasit, Yeshivish. So it's Machlok Tosfos and Sivas, but it's really Machlok Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, in my experience, 98% of Machlok Sachronim are Machlok Rishonim. Awesome. Why did the Achronim reinvent the wheel? Because they didn't have the Rishonim. Not because they want to write books. They didn't have the Rishonim. We live Baruch Hashem in an era of technology where they print every book ever written, and we can afford to buy it. For most of the Rishonim, Achronim wasn't printed, and even if it was, they couldn't afford to buy it. Right, there are exceptions, right? Which Achron we mentioned today had an amazing library with a rove of the Rishonim. The Shach. The Shach had a copy of most Rishonim. I assume it must have been such, either he was rich or some of Shach brought this or whatever. Mostly Achronim did not. Anyway, what's the Nafkamina? There is a clear nafkamina. The nafkamina is what's called lamafreya. What if first he says zivinta miploni, whatever the zivanta miploni, the zavna minach, then this is the exact case that Rabbeinu Yonah talks about. Right, I think I just read from Rabbeinu Yonah. Then Bezdin asks, "Haim yesh lecha edos didarba chayoma?" And then he says, "No, but kamay diti zavna minach." That's exactly the case that Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah talk about. Would he be Naaman or not? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah gets started. Says, and that's how the Shach and the Ktos get started. Says the Shach, it wouldn't work. Says the Shach, says the Shulchan Aruch, it would work. Says the Machaber, it would work. Right? Says the Machaber, it would work. Says the Shach, no way it wouldn't work. Says the Ktos, you're wrong. Why does the Shach say it doesn't work? Because it's Ktos. Right, again, here we have Tosfos, the Shach, and the Nesivos all say, right? What do they all say? Nope. Ein no neman because migo lemafreya lo amrinan. We don't say migo retroactively, meaning migo means believe me X because I could say Y. We don't say believe me X now because I could have said Y yesterday. That's called Migo Lafreya. We don't say believe me X today because I could have said Y yesterday. Is there a Rishon who does say Migo Lafreya? Okay, perhaps. Tosfos accuses Rashi of saying that, and he's at least right on some basic level. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's more complex, but at least right in one type of Migo. That's the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is
Of course, if you're only nema mishamido, it only works if you say that meikara, not if you say it later. And then what do they say? They say that the case on daf mem aleph is where he said kame d originally. Right, that's what the shot says. Lo amar kame d ella. Shari Omer, etc. And blog Miguel Afreya. And that's what Tosa said in the Hamid. However, what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? I wish they still said Rabbeinu Yonah. He would have felt very good. The Rabbeinu Yonah says explicitly, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the afilo lotan kai mitchila. No, he didn't say it originally. Ella Shatan Stam. He said Stam, and then Bethan says, "Do you have Avis 1 day?" And then he says, "No, but coming to me, I got this case for Rabbeinu Yonah." Says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ketos and the Machaber and the Ketos Naaman. Right, because who cares about Miguel Afrey? We're not talking about Miguel here. Right, that's the guy who says, or Rabbeinu Yonah says, great minds think alike. They came to the same result for the same reason, didn't read one another. And then the case on Daf Mem Aleph is even if he said Kame Didi later. Even if only later he says Kame Didi, that's good enough. So that's the Nafmigo, whether we did Migo or we did Etzem Nemonis.
What was the logic of?
I was waiting for someone to say, Bednarsh, you're right. I mean, Bednarsh doesn't get right. That's like before us. You're right, this Machlokes Rishonim. That's before us. You just have to. I assume you have to the footnotes, and the footnotes says to Rishonim. You're right, it's Machlokes Rishonim, Sivus, etc. It's all very explicit. But one side's logic makes sense, and the other side's logic doesn't, says Dovi. Yeah, and a Hanami. The logic of the Rishonim really Sosa makes sense. Because it's a Chazak Hashesh Matayna. What's the difference if I say I bought it from you, or I saw with my own eyes that it was bought from you and transferred to me? What's the logic of Tosa's side? What, not why is it amigo? Why isn't it Be'etzem Ne'eman? Why isn't it Ne'eman? It's Be'etzem. Why is it only Ne'eman is amigo? That is what the Achronim struggled with, right? For some reason, Tosos thinks it's so obvious that he doesn't have to explain that to us. The Shach it's a short Shach. He doesn't have to explain it to us. But obviously, the Nesivos is bothered by this. And the Sivas already wants to know the logic, but Yoni knows the logic.
No, I've got a question. The question is, why shouldn't, it's just about Miguel and Mefreya in general. Why would Miguel and Mefreya not work?
No, that also explains why Miguel and Mefreya doesn't work.
So why isn't that his logic? It's Miguel and Mefreya.
Yes, it's the Miguel and Mefreya, it's not Miguel. But why aren't I Naaman even without a Miguel like Rabbeinu Yonah? Look.
Meaning, why do we even call it a
Miguel? Exactly. Why is this not Naaman? Be'etzem, because it's a chazaka sheyesh imataina. Right? Why is it naturally there? Why do you need to come on to Migo?
Meaning because this part of it is not actually a taina. Meaning the very fact that you have to say Naaman, meaning that's not what's going on by it.
What do you mean? I've been here for 3 years and I have a taina. I work for Shem and I suck to
the wife. Part of the taina that says I saw you buy it. It's not actually your taina. That just sets up your actual taina, which is I bought it from somebody else.
I think you have to say sharper. You're not wrong, but I think you have to say sharper.
There's also a reverse Gemara that says because our Gemara says Kamaydi Bizanam enough, Nenman because
Yahoo. Yes, but the Kto says the Migu is Lavdavka. The Kto says the word Migu in our Gemara is Lavdavka.
No, I'm not saying Migu. I'm not saying, meaning even if you say it's Lavdavka, I don't understand because already.
It doesn't mean Migu, it means just like. Just like I'm Neman Chazak Yishma Taina by 3 years and I bought it from you. Similarly, I'm Neman Chazak Yishma Taina 3 years and I bought it from Cloney and saw Cloney buy it from you. Migo means just like. It's just an illustration of another case of Chazak Yishma Taina. This is the more complex Chazak Yishma Taina. It's just like a simple Chazak Yishma Taina. The word Migo is Lavdavka. Migo doesn't mean Migo that I could have said, means just like if I would have said.
And so you can't read the Migo as being an actual Migo unless you justify that with a Svara.
Exactly. You have to Svara why it's not Neman without a Migo. I mean, the Rabbi Yonah seems you're right. You should be Nemo without Amigo. Tos thinks you're not Nemo without Amigo. Only with Amigo. Well, why are you not Nemo without Amigo? Why are you not Nemo without Amigo? It's a Chazak Yishma Taina. And I hope I'll address Aziz Ha'ara. What does the Nesiva say? And this is the Sheet of Tosos. This is not an obscure, you know, alleged Sefer Hinter or someone we never heard of. Says the Nesivos. Says the Nesivos. Why not? Kim and She'ena Machzik Ba Mikocht Tainas Atzmo Ein Chazkasimo Eloslo. Chazak doesn't work, it's not your own time. The Inim Chazak Shem Muchzak Yodo the Tainas Atzmo Ba Azmo Ilo Chazkasimo. This is where I got my hope shot in the youth. Right? What is the Nesivos saying? The Nesivos basically said 4.2 before. I don't mean he would necessarily agree in that case. You could have the same Yesod and a thing that applies in this case and not in that case. But here there are two approaches, one Lumdish and one practical. The Nesivos, he said, I'll be Lumdus. Because it's not Chazak Yishma Taini. Remember our Chakira. Chazak Yishma Taini need two different things. Or you need an integrated chetz of chazak and sheish mataina. Says the Nesivos, if you need a separate chazak and a separate taina, then, you know, should I start giving muscles and confusing you more? Nah. If you need a separate chazak and a separate taina, right? It's not that I need a car and a driver's license, but I need a car with wheels. All right. Anyway, if you need a separate chazak and a separate taina, I have a chazak and I have a taina. But over here, what's the problem? The problem is that it's not the etzem my taina. It's the etzem Shimon's taina. I'm claiming I saw Shimon buy it for you. I'm using my chazak to prove that Shimon bought it from you. That's a gan chazak shishma taina in the integrated sense. Says the zeros al pilondas. No, you need an integrated Chazaka sheyesh imataina. That's not his words. What he says is no, that the chazaka of Levi proves that Levi bought it. The chazaka of Levi can't prove that Shimon bought it. That's what we mean by the integrated social time. Even though Levi time is that Shimon bought it. Even if Levi thought Shimon bought it, it doesn't matter. My chazaka proves my purchase. My chazaka can't prove your purchase. It's not that we need a chazaka and we need a taina. We need a chazaka sheyeshima taina. And you know, for one of those same two reasons, either maybe chazaka is takana for losing my star, so chazaka makes up for Levi losing his star, but Levi's chazaka can't be in place of Shimon's star, or like the Rashba, psychological. That if Levi is Masik and Levi has a type, although I don't know if that works so well here. Maybe we'll stick with the other way. Meaning, formally, my chazaka is for my purchase. My chazaka can't work for your purchase. That's exactly what the Nesivos is saying, and that in Tosos. And therefore, if I have a chazaka and I claim you purchased it, I need amigo, because that doesn't naturally work, because my chazaka can't prove your purchase. That's against the integrated understanding of chazaka, sheyeshi mataina. And again, I think this works much better at 4.2. This is where I got the idea from the Nesivos, even though the Nesivos didn't speak it out so much, that maybe this special takana of chazaka, which is for losing a shtar, which only substitutes for that person's shtar. Chazaka becomes shtar koi, chazaka of Levi is for Levi's shtar. Chazaka of Shimon will be for Shimon's shtar. Shimon was there for one day, that'll be a different story. But just as I'm leaving, this is clearly the case here. Shimon was there for one day, that's the point of the Gemara. Okay, that's the Nesivos. He gives a lumdish there. The Kilos Yaakov and the stipler here, not here, wherever the stipler, where is the stipler? The stipler was, it is here, right? Okay, he gives a practical explanation. He says, you don't have to make this fancy lumdish of Chazaka. You don't have to be so lumdish of Chazaka to be a tiny. He gives a practical explanation. What is his practical explanation, says the stipler? He says, because my taina that I bought, that Shimon bought it in front of you, has a reisa. And that chazaka yishma taina doesn't work because there's a reisa. It's a big chiddush. What's the big chiddush? I would have said a reisa stops you from doing tanina, not so crazy. erase the stats of Hazak Shishvatina? That's a big chiddush. Obviously, this only works if you say Hazak is not 100% proof. Hazak is not like Eger, it's not 100% proof. Erase could beat a erase could be a Hazaka. Now, still, that's,
you know what, the more I say it over and compare it to the original Gemara, the more I feel like it's not such a klar pshat. I thought I printed out, but these are actually the wrong pages.
No, I think it doesn't work. I take that. What do you have to say? You have to say it's not Neman because of the Reisa. What's the Reisa? The Reisa is if you really saw Shimon buy it, why can't you find Eidos that he lived there for one day? Again, it's a much bigger Hiddish than 2.1 on the board. 2.1 was saying, it's a ring, it's a Mexican shikr. You can't find him within one day. Mexican shikr, we don't do tanina. We're not doing favors. Okay, Mexican shikr, we don't do favors. He's a much bigger Hiddish. Mexican shikr ruins your tanina. He obviously thinks Chazaka is a weaker kind of proof. It's such a weak proof that if there's a ring, it doesn't work. So he says, if I say I bought it from Shimon, I bought it from you, that is a reisa, because then why did no one else see Shimon in the land? And that reisa undermines my proof. But with a migu, I can win. So I can't win without the migu because of the reisa. With the migu, then I can win. So the migu means I don't have to worry about the reisa. So he tried to do a practical point based on a practical assumption that's going further than the Rishonim. Well, the Nesivas give a longish point is tremendous chiddush and achazaka, sheyesh imatayna being integrated. But here we see, I mean, Tosos is a serious Tosos, God of Nesivas. There's not a pure Gita. You even have to give a practical explanation or a big longish chiddush, so chazak sheyesh imatayna. Okay. Those are the two cases in the Gemara. Number one, Darbi Chayoma. Angels to Darbi Chayoma. Number two, coming to these of Leminachai. I'm going to get a chance for you. The last case in Dr. Aleph that all of the Rishonim clear about is not in the Gemara. But basically, what if you just combine two parts of the Gemara? The main Gemara said, Aiden that saw him there one day. The end of the Gemara says, I say I saw him buy it. Okay, if you mix and match, you come up with a scenario of, I said that he was there one day. What about Kami Didi Zavna Chad Yoma? What about Kami Didi Zavna Chad, sorry, Darbe Chad Yoma? Okay? Can I erase this? This is not in the Gemara. Although, what's the implication of the Gemara? That it would work or that it wouldn't work? Okay, we'll see. What about the case of Omar Kame Didi Darba Chad Yoma? Can we say, Dovi, can I bother you to stand on a chair and move the minute hand counterclockwise 20 minutes?
I don't need the chair.
There's a little thing in the back. Oh, no, just kidding. Okay, anyway, why don't we say this, right? Can we say that is Nemon Lomar Kami didi darba chad yoma migu, same at the end. Here, literally migu. V'yachol lomar kamisi animimcha. Right? Migu, you can say, I bought it from you because he has 3 years of chazaka. You can say, I saw him there one day. Once he said he saw him there one day, and then, v'kevan de yad inan de darbe shimon. Again, we're still Shimon Levi, Rune Shimon Levi, Chad Yoma, Tawanim, Lilo Keach. Does that work? After all, if there were Edom there one day, we'd do Taninan. So here, instead of Edom, I have other proof he was there one day, the proof of Migo that he was there one day. Does that work? The simple shot in the Gemara is that it works or that it doesn't work. What's the simple shot in the Gemara? That it works or that it doesn't work? What? The simple pattern that doesn't work because it says you have Aiden was on there one day, implying that Aiden was good enough, but your word would not be good enough. And that is what most of the Rishonim assume. That is what most of the Rishonim assume, except for 1.5. Right. The what are the two shitas? Says Tosfos and the Halamin of an Aleph. And that's quoted by the Rishbam and Alpha of Days, says, Yesh Omer means a Rian Mixus Fali Tosfos. No, says, you know, he calls the Ritva on Mem Alpha and Days the Shein Bali Tosfos. And the Rashba says in the Flamin of an Aleph, the Rashba in the Flamin of Aleph, and the Tosfos in the Flamin of Aleph, and the Ritva Mem Alpha Days quoting Tosfos, saying that that works. I mean, it works. Why? Why shouldn't it work? You do a Migo and then you do a Tanina. But that's not the Pshat of the Gemara.
Pshat
Gemara and Dr. Al-Faral said, Rakia says, do you have Eden? Anytime the guy could say it without Eden, it would be funny to ask, do you have Eden? Do you have Eden implies you need Eden, not yourself. And that's what almost all the Rishonim say, all the Rishonim here. Which Rishonim here? The Ramban, the Rashba, notice the steer in the Rashba. That's going to have to be answered. And this is not like a Shud. The Shud Rashba, in the end, we can just say perhaps, well, we'll see what we can say. But you can always say he changed his mind. The Rashba, Naflam, and Alpha. It's a little hard to say he changed his mind. Okay, Dovi will say there are some funny steers in the Rishonim within this parak, but we don't like it. The Rashba, the Ritva, meaning in the end, the Ritva, says that's the Bali Tosfos, that these things will lean toward the other pshat, and the Nemuke Yosef here, the Yad Verma here, the Tosfos Rid here, who else talks about this? There are Rabbeinu Yonah here. The, all the Rishonim and Daf Lamed Gimel in the back, on the rift, right, the Baal Hamor, the Mochamos, and the Ravid in his Asagos on the Baal Hamor, and Daf Lamed Gimel of an Aleph, they all say, I think that's a good enough list, if I miss someone, the Seder, Lo Nora, they all say, nope, doesn't work. Why? Because that's the Duyuk and Argamara that it doesn't work. Okay, the question is just what's the svara? Why wouldn't it work? Meaning, Tosfos seems to be the pashtus. Like, you have one step, you have another step, and then you get to a result. Why do they think it doesn't work? So, what's pshat in the other Rishonim? What's pshat in the other Rishonim? Why do they think it doesn't work? So here is... anyone want to tell me why it doesn't work?
What's the star as we said before?
Such as, start with the most obvious one. That's the Reisa. After all, it's very nice. I have a Migo believing that it is there one day. But you know what? I looked for Adam and couldn't find Adam. Here's there one day. The fact that I can't find Adam is the urban day is a Reisa. That actually might help a little. I don't know if really, but help a little in answering the theory of the Shurash, but the Shurash, but not really. The Shurash was giving the real reason. The Chedusha Rashba was only telling you why Miga doesn't work. Technically, if you look at the Chedusha Rashba, that was in 2.1, unlike the Ritva, he was only explaining why Miga doesn't work. It's not a great answer, because that's also another reason that they did in the first place. But maybe you could say the Shurash was the real reason, and the Rashba we put in 2.1, which is explaining why Miga doesn't work. So why not? That's the question that inquiring minds want to know. So one shot is like we had earlier, right? A reisa. A migu is not enough to get rid of the reisa. So maybe you could say a reisa because mechse kishikra if you can't find eidos diras yom echad. If you can't even find proof that he's there one day, a very nice you say you saw him there one day. It's a Mexican ship, it's a Reyesa. Mm-hmm. Okay, and a Reyesa is enough to defeat the Taninan. Who says the Reyesa? The Rashba says it is a, the Rashba says the Reyesa. He's the one who's very clear. He asks, why don't we say a
Migo, and he says, because it's a reyesa, this is the Rashba, and Daf Alpha and Beis, says, because it's a reyesa, something similar to this is in the Baal HaMor and the Ritva in his second answer. What did the Baal HaMor say? Midin, remember we mentioned earlier, it was a Bach or something? Which Tana did the Bach mention? Am I misremembering? Isi Ben Yehuda? I don't think so. Did he mention Isi Ben Yehuda, the draft of Ein Broga? But on the board, we analyzed a little. Right, is it only doing Shomrim, only doing Shlua? Or is it applied across the board? What does Isi Ben Yehuda say? He says Ein Broga. Ein Broga Shvas Shem Yevin Shneim. When there's no Eidim, then you trust the Shlua. When there should be Eidim to that in public, you don't rely on a Shlua, you demand Eidus. Meaning anything that should have Eidim, you need Eidim, you don't suffice with a lower level of beer. Okay, Shmuel's a lower level of beer, you know what? So is Migu. Maybe Migu doesn't work when Migu only works when if you probably can't find Eidim. When there should be Eidim, Migu doesn't work because we don't rely on a lower level proof when there should be Eidim. Midin Asi Ben Yehuda Ben Broga. Again, this is a chish. Because I said it was chish for Bach. It's not really a chiddush of the Bach necessarily, because the Ritva says it. The Nesivos doesn't say the word Isi Ben Yehuda. The Baal HaMor doesn't say the word Isi Ben Yehuda, but I think the Ritva does. He says, someplace here. He says, okay, it's not the part that was printed out here, but I'm pretty sure the Ritva quotes our, I wouldn't say our good friend, because we're not my favorite friends, but our beloved Isi Ben Yehuda, by name, says the Ritva, says the Ritva, he says here, yeah, but Damya, okay, Damya, my Damrina Bealma, Damya, my Damrina Alma, Yeshro Yaviraya Vei Pater. Okay, they should have known, it's Damya, Inami. Damya, de my Damrina be Alma of Isi Ben Yehuda. Okay, I think this is all a sort of similar idea, meaning it's there's a weakness in your pshat. Similar to this is the Ritva in his first Hesber. He says it's Domeh Ledin. Ein Roa, what did the name Roa mean? If there should be Eidim, you better find Eidim, or else we don't, or else we don't believe you. And the Baal HaMor says the exact same thing. He makes a klal. Eidus yom echadim emes hayadavar shadarba kalehi lahavi Eidim aleha. No, v'cholom tanashalom miyam ali shakir. You don't sing a migu when that's exactly the same as Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor lo songchim. Almigu ka'asher kal lahavi edim. We don't rely on midu gu when you can easily bring edim. If you can't find edim, then that's suspicious. This is all a similar idea. Okay, it might be the Baal HaMor says it's a problem in midu. The Rosh is a problem in Taninun. But there's some problem as a reyasa for not being able to find edim. However, not everyone likes this pshat. The Ramban objects to this pshat. And the Ramban says, it's not true. He goes to all of Shas and finds 100 cases. Okay, finds 5 cases. Where you say Migo, even though it would have been easy to find, even though it would have been easy to find Eidim. Not only that, he says, maybe Diras Yom Echad Kashu will have the Eidim Aleha. Maybe it's even difficult. Maybe it's not easy to find Eidim on Diras Yom Echad. Okay, that's relatively, he doesn't like this Shad of Baal HaMor, but one derech is a derech of Reyesa. When there is this reyasa that goes against your migu, the reyasa defeats your,
I see the hour is late, very, very sadly, because we got to the good part, but we haven't gotten to the other good part. But we might even have to sort of end in the middle of this conversation, because otherwise it'll take us another hour. And then I'll do the kind of the pasuk of Od Ma'at V'Yiskaluni, except for the part of Od Ma'at. But the Rashba says the same thing. Says even Tani Yidar B'Chayon Lo Mehemon. Why? Tani the Milsa
Because stam the milsa, they would have seen him. Kolbo maisiraya chazakad lo spinole. Klisha tanase. Okay, basically one derech is a reisa. Again, the Balmor is explaining reisa beats migo. The Ritva also sound like reisa beats migo, reisa beats everything. And the Rashba said maybe the reisa doesn't allow taninan. Okay, but clearly it's all coming from the direction of reisa. However, that's only one shot. There are much more interesting shots about this. And for your homework, you have to miyasha to steer between the two Rashbas. And again, this, you can obviously change the mind. You're allowed to, but you won't be my friend. Between Shut Rashba Tenach, but between the Aleph and Lamed, we really prefer not to. So we'll have to pick up with, you know, Beis, Gimel, Dalid, etc. Next time, Mir Tashem. So next time, basically, Chaim's going to say, where did you get up to in the Makoros? And I'm going to say, I was a little out of order. I did 1 and 3, and I didn't do everyone in 2 yet. Okay, and Chaim's going to sue me, and that's life. But we're going to finish this up. It'll take us half an hour, and then we're going to get into Daf Lamed. Getting into Daf Lamed is that long Tosfos on Lamed Amud Aleph. That is very, very, very chashuv. The long Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. There's a lot to unpack in that. Tosfos, the riff on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Tosfos Rin and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. And okay, that'll be enough to start. And really, it's say for Iter, which is found on page, the end of page Mem Beis, the beginning of page Mem Gimel, and say for Iter, and then I'll send out my course Mir Tashem later. Okay. Yes.
The middle guy issues about China. And therefore he still didn't feed us. Meaning for all the Meiri answers, if it is at all about the middle person starting off with Hazaka, so the middle person making a taina would serve that